Thomas here again, KB0DCO. The digital modes in Echolink and All-Star, D-Star, P25, Myers, it's like, okay, guys, we know it's all proprietary between the different, like, Kenwood, Icon, Yaesu, and whatever other brand is out there. New brands. I appreciate the, new brands out there, Though I tend to wonder about the quality of some of them. But overall, I think it's nice to have the availability of buying stuff, as that ain't too expensive. But I hate to say it, you get what you pay for. But I don't want to spend thousands of dollars either. Like somewhere in between, like anywhere between the $200 and $500 mark seems to be a good range. I've been licensed since 1988 as a novice for a couple of years, and then upgraded the technician in 1990, when I graduated from high school. So 1990 is when I graduated from high school. But I got my technician license in 1992. That was when I got out of college. There we go. So it was somewhere in there. I would have to go look up in my history is starting to get foggy. But it was either 90 or 92 when I got a tech. So, but after that, once the no code or the code requirement went down to 5 words per minute, then I got my written general out of the way, which I had passed years ago, but couldn't get the code passed. So once I came available and saying, hey, we reduced it to 5 words per minute across the board, I said, cool, I'll go take my written test. And I think that was in around 2000 to 2002 time frame, and been a general ever since. Tried to get the advanced out of the way, kept missing it by a few questions, and I said, oh, this is like pulling my hair out. Oh, sorry, we don't give that test anymore. Now you have to go take your extra. And I tried taking that, and I got about 4 or 5 books for each of the question pulls when they changed. I could not get it passed. The formulas and the math were a little... So, unfortunately. So, we'll pass it back up to Patrick there, KE8ZTP in the group, KB0DCO on the roundtable.